Morning, everyone. It's good to be here again. She has some thoughts this morning I'd like to share about singing and how we should sing and why we sing. And just the reasons that we should sing, and then if we don't feel like singing, why that might be. First scripture I want to look at is in Titus 3, and starting in verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So this is one reason why we can sing and why we should sing, is if we're saved. And there's a list of things that we've been saved from and that we've turned from. But if we're not saved from those things, then that might be a reason that we don't feel like singing, or that it doesn't make sense for us to sing. Then Psalms 40 and verses 3 and 4. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. If we trust in God, that gives us another reason to sing. Because if we're trusting in ourselves and in other people and in our what we can do, it might give us something to talk about, but it doesn't give us much to sing about. Then in Ephesians 5 and verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we're filled with the Spirit, then it's going to show in just the way that we live our lives, and it'll be hard to keep from singing, because we have the Spirit of God in us, and it's going to come out in a lot of ways. But if we don't have the Spirit, then we're full of darkness, because you can't have a little bit of darkness and a little bit of the Spirit of God. It's either one or the other. They can't dwell together. And if that's what we're filled with, then that's going to show too. And we might like singing, but our songs won't be edifying, or they won't bring glory to God. Then in Colossians 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. If the word of God is dwelling in us, and we're dwelling in the word of God, then that's going to show in our lives, and it's going to give us another reason to sing. But if God's word isn't dwelling in us, and we might read it every once in a while, and it's not real important to us, then that'll also reflect in our singing that we won't feel like singing, and it'll just be more of a more of something that we have to do on Sunday morning than something that we enjoy doing. And Exodus 15, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." And the song they were singing there, it's quite a bit longer than that. But they were singing about what God had done for them. When they crossed over the Red Sea, the Pharaoh's army was trying to chase him down and bring him back into captivity. But God did a miracle there and drowned the army and all the horses and everything. And that gave him something to sing about. And we might not have something that big in our lives, but God's done a lot for us. And we should sing about those things he's done for us and tell others about them. But God's done a lot for all of us, but if we're not serving God and we're serving the devil, we don't wanna say anything about what God's done for us. So we'd rather just not talk about it and just live our lives. Then Psalms 105, verses 1 to 3. "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." This is just a few more verses about doing that, about telling people about what God's done for us and just glorifying him and just acknowledging all the blessings that we have and that he saved us and just everything he does for us. Then in Acts 16, verses 23 through 25, "And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging this jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." I think one thing that's interesting here is even though they were in prison, we don't know what they were praying about, but they sang praises to God. I'd say they were probably discouraged, but they still knew that God was with them and he was on their side. And he did a miracle for them there, and because of their faith and their trust in God, he delivered them. And we all have a lot of things we've been delivered from, and we need to sing about that and be thankful to God. And even if we're in a hard situation, we can still sing. And if we look back in our lives, we can see times where God has brought us out of things, and he'll do it again. Then Proverbs 29, verse 6. "In the transgression of an evil man there's a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice." So if we're righteous, that gives us another reason to sing. We need to praise God for giving us the ability to be righteous. But also remember that it's not our righteousness. It's God in us that gives us the desire to do what's right and to have integrity. But then if we're not righteous, we'll have the opposite effect of that. We'll just want to do what's wrong and just do whatever feels good and just please ourselves. or talk about how good we are, but not give any glory to God. And there's a verse in James 5. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. When we're afflicted, we should pray. And when we're merry or joyful, we should sing. And I think we can still sing when we're afflicted, but if we have joy in our lives and we're happy, then our singing should be a natural response to that. And then I have a few thoughts on how we should sing. I think Victor touched on some of these already a little bit, of just putting, especially when we're here at church, we should just put the cares of this life aside. I mean, they're still going to be there, but we need to put them out of our mind and just focus on worshiping God. And one thing that helps to do that is to read the words, not just sing them, but think about them as we sing. And also to remember that we're singing to God. We're not singing to sound good or for other people to hear us. And we should be focused on worshiping God and praising God, and not as much focused on the music. The music helps the song to flow, but if our heart's in the right place, we can make a mistake, or maybe we're not singing the song quite right, but we can still worship God with it. And as we sing, we should allow ourselves to be encouraged by the words and by the message, and also to encourage others. And especially when we're singing here in church, other people will hear us. But our singing and our worship should be focused towards God, because He's the one that deserves it. And everything that we have in our lives and everything He's blessed us with comes from Him. And if we're singing we can sing just because we like to. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we're singing to try to impress people, or just because it's something that we have to do, then we've missed the whole point of singing. So let's just let our lives and our singing and our worship just be music to God's ears. And it's just an encouragement that I want to encourage us all with this morning. Let's remember as we sing to focus on God and take the focus off of ourselves. May God bless the rest of the service.